The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
We want to talk about nightclubs because the bars are stocked, staff are confirmed, sound systems checked, as nightclubs will be throwing open their doors to patrons after 19 months of closure. 100% capacity will be allowed. Challenges in terms of social distancing and the implementation of new guidelines comes against the backdrop of rising daily COVID cases. So we've two people from the industry joining us now, promoter Buzz O'Neill and the owner of Tramline Nightclub, Ian Redmond. This is a head of the big opening tonight. Good morning and welcome.
Morning,
Ian.
Morning, Pat. Morning,
I want to talk to you first about the nightclub situation, because we heard someone on the breakfast show saying, look, it's impossible to socially distance in nightclubs. What do you say to that?
Well, we've 900 people come in tonight. We're fully booked, and yeah, it's going to be a challenge, all right. But you know, the various agencies like NPHET and the government, and Professor Christine Lachelle from Immunology in DCU have all confirmed that it's safe and practical and reasonable to open. We need to get our industry back open. We've been closed for 19 months, and we're going to do it as safely as we can. We think we can do it really, really safely. Masks on the way in, socially distancing at the bar, no congregating around the bar, won't be seven deep, and we'll... you know, people will be dancing, they will have their masks off, but at some stage we have to just get on with it and open back up.
Now, you've a certain level of confidence because you've invested a huge amount of money in the key to all of this indoors, which is ventilation.
Yeah, our M&E, when we built Tramline 4 years ago, we spent $250,000 on our M&E package, and that's our mechanical ventilation. It's state of the art, so we know that we'll be taking in an awful. We'll have it up cranked up full. We'll be taking in an awful lot of fresh air from outside, and you know, tonight the temperature should be about 12 degrees, so it'll be nice and cool air being brought in and recycling and taken out the warm air, and hopefully there won't be too much there. There won't be any of the virus inside the venue, because everyone will be checked on the way in for their COVID passports, their ID.
Do you know about your ventilation system? Because obviously things have changed since the installation of that. Because some ventilation systems, they just recirculate air. Whereas others will take fresh air in, extract the heat from it as it goes out to recirculate the heat, but the air doesn't get recirculated.
Well,
do you know
what
kind of system you have?
I don't know the brand or the mechanics of it, but I just know that when we did put it in 4 years ago, which isn't that long ago, it's air handling. It takes out the warm air and it only brings in fresh outside air from Hawkins Street or Delir Street on the other side. So it's a three zone system, I do know, and it's fit for purpose, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how about the staffing of this and trying to keep people safe? Because with the best will in the world, I suspect the rules will be breached from time to time. So, I mean, do you have the equivalent of the parish priest going round saying you're too close?
Well, we've 12 security on tonight. We've 6 management. We've 14 bar staff, 12 floor staff. And we've even got private medics booked in for tonight, just to give that little bit of extra reassurance on the way in. You know, they'll see medics and high-vis on the way in. And we think that's really important, that the customers feel safe on the way in, that we have taken all the precautions.
So people entering the establishment will have been masked in the queue, the socially
Correct.
Distanced queue. So when they go in, they shouldn't have caught COVID on the way in.
Yeah.
When they're queuing at the bar, they're masked until the moment they get their drink and bring it back to their place where they're standing or sitting or whatever. They can take off their mask to drink it.
Yeah.
Our staff
are wearing masks as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, I suspect that you would have liked the addition of antigen testing to make sure that those who were entering were not infectious, because we know it can be asymptomatic. And that's one of the issues. Yeah, you don't know who's beside you.
I've had COVID twice. I had it last March, and fairly seriously. I had 5 days of being in bed. And then this year, I had it in April, but I was asymptomatic. But my GP reported as the highest level of COVID antibodies he had ever seen, 874 AU per ml, and 50 being the cutoff. So I had 50 times the level
and you were
of antibodies.
Feeling fine.
And I was absolutely fine, yeah. Had a temperature one night at 37.1, which and my normal temperature on the way into the building today was 36.1. So like, I think everyone has got in tune with their bodies and knows what their temperature should be. So I just advise anyone coming tonight also just to take your temperature before you come out. If you're not well, if you're over 37, just we give refunds straight away. No problem at all. You know, just don't take that chance. You know, we're all in this together and we have to get through this. The government have done a fantastic job. NPHET have done a fantastic job. And at this point, I'd just like to thank Antonish, Antisha, Neil Richmond, Catherine Martin, and Heather Humphreys—they've worked tirelessly, and it's been a thankless task to get to where we are.
One of the concerns, Ian, and I'll put this to Buzz as well, is that we're just making the same mistake we made last year. One text here: can't believe we're fully reopening nightclubs when the numbers are so high. It makes no sense at all. This is business above health. If young people who attend live with friends, fine, but most will go home to their parents in their 40s, 50s and 60s who have waning vaccination protection. There's no sense in taking this risk at all. It will be Christmas 2020 all over again. Belgian government warning that their country's on the cusp of a major COVID surge. Is it Russian roulette opening every place up here? That's the kind of stuff we're getting in. I'm sure there are people delighted as well that we're not necessarily hearing from.
I'm very conscious of that as well, Pat. I'm primary care for my father. He's 75 years of age. He's got dementia. He has Alzheimer's. Well, Lewy body, in fact. And, you know, I passed him COVID last year and he had 2 days of symptoms and then he was fine. So it does affect people differently. I absolutely know it can kill people. But, you know, it's... It's a huge risk, but I think the mental health of our young people has been damaged irreparably. They got back to college. It's a rite of passage, education and clubbing for them.
But there's a funny thing here, Ian, and I'm not going to dump all this on you, but there are many young people who can't go to work because their offices aren't reopened for safety reasons, and yet they can go clubbing. Riddle me in that. You know, I just don't get it.
Look, there,
I don't get it. Anyway, Buzz, you're listening.
Is the word of the week.
That's for sure. I just reiterate what Ian has said. I mean, when people are saying it's Christmas, you know, 2020 all over again, it's not. We're 93% vaccinated now, so you know, at some stage we do have to move on. What we want to do is reopen and reopen safely, because if we don't, what is happening already now and has been happening for the last year is going to multiply, and that is back to house parties, illegal parties, and all of this is going on anyway. So I think it's about time that we regularized it and that we did it in a proper proper
See, there is something that's missing here, Buzz, and that is the antigen testing, which we've seen in other countries. And which means that at least when you're going into the club, you are not infectious. That's what the antigen test tells you. And as you say, if you've got young people going in great numbers into venues and they're all antigen testing, well, that's a pretty good limiting factor, a mitigating factor. But as you say, if it's all happening in the home, at house parties and so on, there's nobody checking anybody.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to name a street or name a bar, but if you know, I took a walk up a certain street in Dublin City last night, and with students queuing up, and they were 10 abreast in a queue behind cow gates getting into particular bars. The blinds were pulled on this bar, and God knows how many hundreds were inside. Guarantee you there was no social distancing going on in there. That's been going on across the city and across the country for the last month or so. Things have completely laxed. And now what we don't want is people to just pile on and use this as an excuse to blame the nightclubs. We are going to go out of our way, as Ian has outlined what he's doing. He's got a fine, gorgeous big space in Tramline. And they are going to be able to queue at the bar properly. You know, I've got a club on Saturday night in Opium. It's a big space as well. We've already been in last night and we've worked out our queuing system, and it will work. It will work really, really well. it's other areas and it's other bars and it's smaller clubs that are going to face great difficulty trying to put these guidelines in place. So, you know, our plea this morning is to everybody going out, if you're going out tonight or going out over the weekend, is, you know, show a little bit of common sense, show a huge amount of courtesy, because all our staff are under huge pressure to get this right. We have one chance to get this right, and we need to get it right this weekend. We can't face scenes of social media outcry of saying, I was here, this was a disaster, I was there, that was a disaster. We want people, if you're going out, please come early, please give plenty of time, give people space, particularly the staff, follow their orders, and let us do this safely.
Now, interesting stuff coming from the Taoiseach's office, by the way. Said the, you know, obviously the Gardaí can be involved because it's a criminal offence if COVID certs aren't checked and so on. And we're looking, he says, at involving the private security agency as well, because they're involved in the regulating of bouncers, you know, people at the door. So they might be part of the solution as well. So
yeah,
the Gardaí,
I mean,
as well as the HSA and those the private security agency, which is a state agency, that they could be involved in checking to make sure things are as done as best they can be done.
You know, we want, if it's COVID certs, and that's what it is, and we live with that. But it will be your COVID cert and your ID will be checked against that. So there's no passing on your brother's COVID cert or whoever. You know, it is you as that person that is fully vaccinated. We have been calling, and I've said this on your show several times before, that, you know, why not be doubly safe? You know, we can also do antigen testing. Yes, it will be a bit of a pain, if you know, to do all that. But if it means after this weekend that the government are going to come back to us, they are talking about, you know, a push in wider society for use of antigen testing. We'd welcome that, you know. Why not make it doubly safe, that everybody in that room is not a carrier?
Yeah.
I've
been singing from that hymn sheet for a long time, Buzz.
I know, you
and
have,
Ian,
yes.
and it's fallen on deaf ears. And even now, it's kind of a Mickey Mouse approach to antigen testing they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a report there. It's sitting there. You know, there's a full report. And let's call it out here. It was poo-pooed by Neffet. That's the fact. Hmm. You know, that's out there. So Neffet don't believe that antigen testing is the way forward. Our friends and colleagues in the industry across the UK and the rest of Europe and across the rest of the world completely disagree with that. And in a lot of countries, that is what they are doing. And honestly, it's something that we are calling for yet again on the day of our opening, that we called for 6 months ago, 4 months ago, a month ago, last week. Antigen testing would be of great benefit. It would give everybody a great reassurance. And that's what we're trying to do. We want people also, you know, as I say, we want to run a safe event, but we want people to be confident that where they're going. I've done maybe 20 to 30 refunds for various clubs over the weekend, and people put in their reasons, and there are people out there that are just not safe about coming back to clubbing. We want to get that message out there that it is a safe place.
Last words from you, Ian.
Yeah, I've noticed a hesitancy from kind of the over 40 cohort friends I've invited in tonight. And they go, oh, maybe not, you know, leave it a couple of weeks and see how things work out. And that's fine as well. And as Buzz has said there, if anyone does want a refund, we're happy to refund tickets straight away. You know, there's a huge demand for tickets. And it's just personal responsibility. You can pick up an antigen test yourself today in any chemist, and you know, why not? You know, it's a personal responsibility. Take a test and then come in to us this evening.
All right. Look, Ian Redmond, owner of Tramline and promoter Buzz O'Neill, thank you very much for joining us. Some of the comments coming in: I cannot believe we're fully opening nightclubs when the numbers are so high. It makes no sense at all. This business is business above health. If young people who attend live with friends, that's fine, but most will go home to their parents who are older, and therefore there is the risk. I can go to a nightclub now, but I still can't visit my mother in the nursing home she's in, nor can I take her out. She, along with the whole unit, are vaccinated, yet the only way I can communicate with her is through a window, so says Tom. Why do people want to jostle in the scrum in front of a bar in an attempt to catch the eye of indifferent bar staff? Why can't we embrace table service like the rest of Europe? 11:30 closing is perfectly civilised time to close the pubs. That's from Kevin. Listening to your interview about the measures being taken, I'm laughing at how large portions of this country have become sad, quivering wrecks. Look at the age profile of people who go to nightclubs. They'll be absolutely fine. If they have vulnerable family members, then that is between the nightclub goers and their family. This has degenerated into a hysteria. A big mistake opening up clubs. What do government not get? We, the public, so far have done the right thing. It's all about money. These clubs received pub payments. That's according to Babs. The new pub counter social distancing rules would probably work in any other country, but not here, for the simple reason that culturally we behave completely differently around alcohol to anyone else in Europe. So unless we're about to have a sea change in our behaviour in pubs and in social life, I'm afraid these new measures are doomed to failure. Opening up the nightclubs will make more young people get a vaccine. If you can't go clubbing without a COVID pass, well then perhaps you'll get vaccinated. Everyone knows the idea of taking precautions in a crowded nightclub is nonsense. These precautions are just a fig leaf. No one is going to enforce these guidelines. Do people realise what Irish nightclubs are like? People are beyond drunk by 12 because we've been drinking out since about 8 o'clock or pre-drinking at home. How much common sense will be shown at 1 a.m? Bit of realism, please. Reopening up, if not now, when? We are 93% vaccinated. The problem is the lack of expansion of our hospital and ICU beds. There were pressures on our healthcare before COVID. If we don't open up and move on now, we'll have no money in the economy to pay for our healthcare in the future. Delighted to hear the nightclub owners talking about opening up. To those listeners texting and whinging about people starting to love their lives again, please do the rest of us a favour and lock the door on your hot press. Yes, there's a risk. And yes, there should be antigen testing, but life can't be put on hold any longer to appease the quivering curtain twitchers of this country. Open up and learn to live with this, ideally with antigen tests. But then again, we know the real Taoiseach, Tony, won't allow that, says Sean in Dublin 16. Fair play to the owner of Tramline Nightclub. First person in a long time to praise the government in difficult times, says Derek. Are any nightclubs privately doing antigen testing? If I were still the right clubbing age, I'd pay an extra fiver to keep everybody safe. Professor Kingston Mills was on TV last night saying to introduce antigen testing for everyone regardless of vaccination status. This would allow everyone safe entry and stop the divide. The COVID cert is a laugh. Nobody is checking in pubs and restaurants. Do you want to see my cert? Ah, you're okay. Whew. So, a lot of reaction to the pending opening of nightclubs tonight.